Back to Craig. I don't know if we lost you or not.
I would totally agree. Sorry, I muted my phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Finding my mute button.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's okay.
When I first met him, when he was looking for jobs, young organizer, didn't have a job, he just stood out that way.
Yes.
Right? He just sort of stands out in a room. And then you talk to him, he's such an affable, down-to-earth person. There's no real distance there. Very comfortable and at ease with everyone. Because,
right.
It's because the way he grew up. I saw his dad last night. He was brought up very well. And, his dad, being a union UAW member, was working in a very multiracial working class setting, right? So that's why Mandela is comfortable across race and class,
right?
Right.
Right.
And so,
which you can't teach.
Absolutely.
You can't teach that.
No, Alex Lazary is to be commended for pulling out of the race. It was a very patriotic thing to do, but it's not Alex's fault the way he was brought up. But Alex was brought up with a lot of privilege,
right.
So he hasn't developed. And I think Alex has proven himself to be a very good guy.
He's a good man.
Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying he does not have that extra, for representative democracy that Mandela has. Mandela is a more progressive version of Obama, in that Obama's administration is mixed. Yes, he gave us the first major breakthrough in health care since the 1960s, but he also decided to bail out the banks and not the victims, not the 10 million eviction victims. And that has devastated Milwaukee. African-American homeownership is still not caught up. It's still way behind where it was before that. Mandela is, so he has Obama's appeal. Obama's become more progressive, actually, in his post-presidency, which is helpful to us right now. But I would just say that I think that he adds even more as far as what he would do for this community. His passion really is rebuilding the state of Wisconsin, making it everything it should be, including its largest city, Milwaukee, especially.
Yeah,
and
he can move in and out of the rural area and be accepted.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phone lines and Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Dr. Craig?
Well, actually, I have a comment on the kind of the sidebar to what you're talking about. You mentioned Mandela being Obama-like. You're 100% right. And what Mandela has that a lot of politicians don't have, he can rise above it. He's not a guy to get in there and sling money.
You're right.
He'll rise above it. He'll stay on top of it. And if you want to know integrity, that's the definition of integrity. I'll let it go with that.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
I think that's right. He's able to transcend kind of the sandbox, right, or the mud pile.
Right.
And that's really important. People want that. And really gifted politicians can do that. And I think it's authentic. I think he really does see. He talked about in his victory speech last night that we have more in common than we have that divides us, and we need to come to see that. So part of the reason he's able to do that is because it's part of his worldview and vision, not just a kind of, charismatic capacity. So I do think it's a little like, if you want to do a sports analogy, the ability of a Sugar Ray Leonard or a Muhammad Ali to not have to stand in the corner and just exchange blows, to move out of it and stay out of that kind of barroom brawl with their opponent if they want to.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's a great analogy, and we all know what's coming, and so if the worst they can do is say he didn't pay parking tickets, or he didn't pay his taxes on time. Whatever those things are, they're not monumental. They're not something that will prevent people from seeing who he is and who he's going to be running against.
Yes. Who he's running against there is critical. You just can juxtapose it. You can say, okay, I failed to pay some parking tickets because I was busy and I was young, right?
Right. Like we all were.
You decided to rig the tax code for you and your billionaire buddies and benefit directly and hold up the whole Trump tax cut to get special deals. You tried to deliver the fake electors to Mike Pence to intimidate him to overturn our election. Okay, I'll put that up against parking tickets anytime. And I think Mandela can also say, I mean, this almost sounds quasi-biblical. Who among us does not have parking tickets?
You know, Dr. Craig, and then as recently as a week ago, wanting to impact Social Security and Medicare. You know, I mean,
it's
Ron
just
Johnson.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a statement against interest, Earl. Why would a politician go over and grab with both hands the third rail of American politics? Conservatives have given up trying to jeopardize Social Security and Medicare decades ago. They used to do that after the New Deal and then in the 60s, and it was devastating, so they've run away from it. It's a statement against interest. In other words, it doesn't help them politically. There's no political calculation here. It's not like the immigrant bashing and the Milwaukee bashing that goes on. So the only thing you can say is it must be what the man believes.
You know, Dr.
It seems like it's one of those when someone tells you who they are, believe them, right?
Yeah. You know, Dr. Craig, nobody ever said this is going to be easy. It's going to be a dogfight. But I honestly believe that Mandela Barnes has as good a chance as anyone could ever have of unseating, doing what is almost unimaginable, unseating a United States senator.
I agree. And he's unpopular. He's done incredibly awful things. And the history is Wisconsinites get tired of these kind of people after a while. Scott Walker couldn't get his second reelect, his third term. A number of other right-wing, Senator Kasten, wasn't able to do it, lost to Feingold, et cetera. So there's a real history of people finally, you know, getting the act wearing thin, right? I'm sick of that now. I'm ready to move on. The problem is, Earl, since Johnson is such a bad candidate for reelection, their only alternative is to go negative like we've never seen before, to make the Willie Horton ads look like child's play. And so we need to get ready for that. And it's going to be through dark money, not directly from Ron Johnson, and God knows it's going to be the worst fascist attacks you can. I can't even imagine what they're going to be. We're just going to see.
But you know, Dr. Craig, Mandela Barnes is no Willie Horton. And whatever it is they attempt to dig up is clearly they're going to be stretching. We know who Mandela Barnes is, right? You know, he's been vetted enough.
Got to get to all those voters who are going to hear that with an effective counter message on TV.
We're
not going to convince us, but I do think it could backfire if it's racialized enough, which it likely will be. Could it inspire higher turnout in Milwaukee? It well might. So, and they're capable of making that mistake. They're very capable of it.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.